Man, I hope you know how to edit that out.
I know editing at this point. Even though I did, in between the last episode and this episode, I did take a class on podcasting. So, like, I kind of, you know, quote unquote, know what I'm doing. But
yeah, we're educated.
Well, I'm
educated. Together as a unit.
All right, well, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to my brother's podcast. I'm Alex.
I am Seth.
He's my brother.
And he's my brother.
For those of you who have not listened before, it's probably a couple questions for the diehard listeners. Not listeners to the Die Hard podcast that we record on the side. No, the Die Hard listeners of this podcast.
The day one fans.
Yeah, so like our parents.
That's basically it.
And like a couple friends.
Yeah.
Mostly Seth's, I'll be honest. Your friends are better at listening to our podcast than mine are.
Well, I think that also plays into the fact that they're older, so they have more time built in to listen to podcasts, like driving to work, sitting at work,
more commute time.
Yeah, like yeah. Your friends, I mean, at least when I was in college, my downtime was spent sleeping or playing video games.
Right. Yeah. Now that checks out. That makes sense to me. But you know, I wasn't, not to disparage my friends, you're all fine. But to answer some of the questions you might have.
I think the first one is, where have we been?
Yeah, we are alive. Which, again, mainly everyone who listens would know that because you are our friend.
That's such a good point that I had not considered. Because we kind of stopped in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
So what if people we didn't know that have accidentally stumbled across this thought we died of COVID?
It's possible because, as we discussed before we start recording, our last episode, like, tripled.
Yes.
Our best episode.
Quadrupled, actually.
Like, by, like, a lot more listens. So, did we miss our chance? Is a question that I have. You know, did we squander our opportunity at podcast fame by just not recording?
Yeah. Counterpoint, everyone loves a comeback story.
That's true.
So, this is us.
You know what's really funny? I thought about this the other day. We made an episode, like episode like 6, after like 2 weeks gone, and made a big deal of us like coming back.
Yeah.
And then now we haven't made an episode in like 7 months.
Yeah. It's kind of like your favorite TV show, though.
Yeah, we do seasons.
You take that 2 weeks off for a holiday, exactly. And then bam, 7 months off. Actually, it's got to be more than 7 months. When was the last one we did on? Had to be...
October, or not October, November 6th.
Really? There was one in November?
Yeah.
I would have guessed September.
We did one in October, one in November, and now one late July 2021.
Yeah. Yeah, you are correct.
last time we did one of these, the world was still mostly shut down. This time, the Olympics are happening.
Yeah.
Which, those had been canceled.
Last year
because of the whole, you know, pandemic and whatnot, but...
The 2020 Tokyo Olympics. But they're 2021.
2021 Olympics.
Yeah.
Because they're calling them the 2020 Olympics, but they're happening in 2021. It throws me off every time. U.S. basketball's bad.
Yeah.
U.S. swimming kind of down this year.
I was talking about that the other night, how it seems like they're down, but they're still winning medals. They're not repeating as gold medalists.
Right. We're not dominating like we have basically every other Olympics.
I was watching last night. They were doing either 100 fly or the 200 fly. And Rowdy Gaines said that this was the first time in 25 years that that race had been swam without Michael Phelps in it.
Well, that's just insane.
And the dude broke his record. The guy that won, he either won the heat or he won the medal. He broke Michael Phelps' Olympic record, and he broke his world record at the Worlds last year. So
everyone's breaking Olympic records. Like, every race, there's an Olympic record broken.
Yeah, well, steroids.
Right. You know, baseball, they had their chance late 90s, mm-hmm. and they squandered it. Olympics, we're steering into it.
Yeah.
We want everyone to dope.
Especially Russia. They got caught.
They got caught, and so they just created a new little cool group to do the Olympics with instead of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it the Russian Olympic Committee.
Yeah. Did you see where one of their gymnasts tore his Achilles like 3 months ago?
Oh, yeah.
And then won gold?
And then went out and won gold. Because if there's one thing that Russians don't care about, it's their own personal safety.
Or pain. They don't feel pain.
There's vodka just running through their bloodstream. So, like, does saying vodka get us an explicit rating on the podcasting services?
I'm not sure. I'm fairly certain. I mean, if I was going to guess, I'm sure I've said a curse word at some point in the however many episodes.
I don't think either of us have said a hard curse word.
What's a hard curse word?
You know, one of the ones you can't say on ABC.
One of the ones you don't want to say in front of your mom?
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I don't want to say in front of our mom.
Look, I don't do it on purpose. Sometimes like it just happens. Sorry, Mom. I mean, it has happened. I will never forget the first time that I said the F word in front of Mom completely on accident.
We were all there.
Yeah.
Like, the whole family just sitting around.
Literally, we were watching the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, an Alabama player was drafted.
We can't obviously repeat the phrase, or we will get the explicit tag.
Yeah.
And we're not an explicit podcast.
Yeah, for the Alabama fans that listen, though, it was A'shaun Robinson when he got drafted. I didn't know my mother was in the room, and I dropped a hard F-bomb.
He said, in so many words, he's a grown man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good little summary.
Yeah. What were we talking about? The Olympics, right?
Yeah.
But before that, we were talking about why we didn't do a podcast for 7 months.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think there's a reason, really.
I think logistically, we just got lazy.
Yeah, like some stuff changed.
Yeah,
schedule-wise.
Yeah, you were back in Auburn, and I was here.
And you were, you know.
And I started a new job.
Starting a new job, and...
And then we just legit just stopped making an effort to find time.
At some point, we just stopped, like, asking each other, like, hey, you want to record?
And then I like to think when I found out you were taking podcasting as a class, I was just like, well, we'll let him ride that out, get that under his belt, and then we'll, bam, we're back.
I'll say this. The podcasting class helped me with constructing the podcast, like, technically, like, editing and audio stuff.
The stuff that we didn't do the first time?
Yeah. But that was a lot more, you know, like the podcast Serial?
Yeah.
It's like narrative driven.
Mm-hmm.
More of a focus on those, like high quality, high production podcasts that I wouldn't say this is.
Hmm.
So while I'm going to use what I know now, I feel like you might be expecting me to use a little bit more of it than I'm actually going to use.
That's fair. I mean, anything you learned is going to be a step up from what we were doing when we first did this.
We're using a different software immediately.
Right.
So, like, off the rip, that's different.
And, I mean, you used the word what I learned in editing when we didn't even do that.
That's true.
At least I didn't. You might have done some a little bit that I just didn't know of.
No, mostly just put in a little theme song that we throw in at the beginning. Yeah,
just grip it and rip it.
Which, you know, I'll edit if we need to, but I like the raw feel of the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me feel like we are just having a conversation, which is what many people have told me is their favorite part.
Right.
How it feels like the listener's just having a conversation with the two of us.
Yeah. I think I'd have to go back and listen exactly, but I'm pretty sure that was one of the objectives we laid out in episode zero. That's what we wanted. That was the feel we were going for.
Look, we deliver.
Yeah.
Not out consistently, but we'll deliver.
It would be tough to go back and listen to those first ones because I remember how they were only coming out of like left and right. Mm-hmm. And then we got the revelation.
We had no idea about any kind of audio, anything really.
Mm-hmm. We barely knew what we were doing.
We used to have a structure. Like, we at least used to, like, try to have a structure. Like, when we do the...
Like, for a topic?
Yeah, like the Ocean's 11 draft.
Yeah. Well, it's tough because, like, there's a lot that's happened since we last talked on a live mic.
I was about to say, we've talked.
Yeah, we talk regularly.
We didn't have a falling out or anything.
Unless that's cool to y'all. Then we did.
Then we... And we physically fought.
Yeah, well, not me. I don't think I've been in any fights.
Ever?
No, in the last 7 months. Or what did we decide it was?
Technically.
Wait, nine? What was the date? It was November 6th, didn't you say?
Yeah.
So we literally have not recorded one of these since I started my new job. I started my new job on November 9th.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that soon after.
I don't even remember recording the last one. I had to have been in Auburn. Maybe.
I don't think you were.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm lying. Yeah, you're right, because Halloween is when I was in Auburn and interviewed for the job. And that would have been the week before. So.
Why didn't we record anything while you were in town for Halloween?
I had to do a job interview, maybe.
Also, that was almost a year ago, so it's hard to remember everything from a year ago.
Yeah, lots happened. Lots changed.
Yep. I have a kid now. That's not true. I'm sorry. I don't know why I lied.
Yeah, I've got nothing for you there.
There's some people who I haven't seen since November. They're probably, like, used the podcast to keep up with us. Not, maybe not you, because you're, like, really cool with all your friends and you.
I don't know. If there's, I'm sure there's probably someone that listened that maybe I haven't spoken to since then. Maybe. I don't know. I talk to a lot of people.
So that's very popular.
No, I'm just saying, like, the people that I know of off top of my head that listened, I communicate with pretty regularly.
Yeah. You know what's going to be a real letdown is when this episode gets, like, 75 listens after having 500 something on the last one.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be heartbreaking for me. But we can't go another 8 months without doing an episode. Because then you're just like, that's not a podcast.
Yeah, that's just like a life checkpoint.
Yeah, like that's...
Which, I mean, we're not even updating on lives, I guess. We haven't... Nothing super huge has happened since then.
Besides my child.
And my job. I mean, the world's opened back up.
Yeah, like I said, the Olympics are happening.
A little bit. I wouldn't say full... Obviously not fully.
Baseball games are at full capacity.
Yeah, they're pretty full. Football is supposed to be.
Depending on how the Delta variant turns out. That's really messing up Europe at the moment, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Europe for the Olympics, you know, keeping the Olympics theme going on.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Europe is a continent.
I mean, I know that, but what do you mean the Olympics theme? Well, oh, you mean theme for this conversation. I thought you meant like
the Olympic life. We talked about the Olympics earlier.
Yeah, I thought you meant life, like they had some kind of Olympic theme thing going on.
Excuse me. No, the Olympics are happening in Japan this year. Japan
kind of dominating the medal count.
Yeah.
They're, like, right behind us, I think.
Actually, we're number one. China is two. I looked literally before I left work. That's okay. Why I know this. We're one. China's two. Russia's three. And Japan's fourth as far as total medal count. But Japan has the most gold medals. I think they have.
That's the list I saw.
One more gold medal than us, or two, maybe.
They probably aren't in as many sports either. So that's probably.
No doubt. They're winning a lot of well, I say a lot. They've won a lot of swimming that I've seen.
Yeah, I said something about that last night because they won at least one gold last night.
Yeah, that girl won.
Yeah. They also won gold in softball.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking. USA literally didn't lose until the gold medal game.
Yeah, that's tough.
But shout out to local legend Haley McClinney for her performance in the Olympics.
Absolutely.
Way to represent.
Never. She went to Mortimer Jordan, correct?
Yeah, Mortimer Jordan. She's a year older than me, I think.
Blue Devils. You ever talk to her? You meet her?
I'm sure I've talked to her briefly, maybe. I mean, she played the 1 year I played football in Pee Wee, she was the quarterback of Morris's team.
Well, there you go.
I think they beat us.
Probably. She was a better quarterback than you.
I didn't play quarterback until both of our quarterbacks got concussions.
Love a 6-year-old getting a concussion.
I think I was 8 or 9.
That makes it better.
Well, I mean, just saying.
Who were the quarterbacks?
Carter Burns was the quarterback. And then Jake played quarterback some just because he could throw it farther. Like if we were just, hey, go deep.
Yeah.
But I think Jake was maybe hurt. And then Carter got a concussion. And so the next game I had to play quarterback.
Shout out, Carter. That was a fun troll down Seth's football memory lane.
1 year. Of organized football that I ever played.
It didn't stick.
Not for me.
I didn't even ever try to play football.
I was going to play in middle school, but I didn't want to give up my summer to do like summer workouts and stuff in middle school. Ironically, Mason McAnally talked me out of it. He was like, "Nah, you don't want to play. You won't be able to hang out with us in the summer." I was like, "It's a good point."
Another ironic thing is that once you got to high school, you gave up your summer for both basketball and baseball.
Yeah. Pretty much the whole thing.
So, that was fun.
Yeah, pretty dumb. As a kid, me.
Hey, buddy, you're still dumb. Don't.
Yeah.
How do you feel about little kids playing football?
I don't know. I feel like that's just like a... It's a very hot button issue.
That's why I asked.
I feel like there's got to be. I mean, they shouldn't be playing as young as I remember kids playing when I was growing up, like contact wise. So, like, you shouldn't be 5 and 6 years old running around out there. But I do think there's some benefit of playing when you're like, 8, 9, when you're a little bit more grown. Sure.
I'm a proponent of just play flag football, like organized flag football until they're at least middle school age.
I think that's fair.
Just because, you know, one, like you, a lot of those kids aren't going to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's no real point in putting them in that much physical danger for a sport that they're not going to like. And two, you know, that's kind of the main reason is the first one. And it leads to the ones who do stick it out. They have less, you know, wear and tear from when they were 6 years old, you know, getting lit up.
I think there's some merit to that, yeah. Because I think if you're not doing the contact part of it, you can still practice most of the fundamentals that you really want to know and want the kids to do right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they could hit a pad or those little blocking dummies and you're not risking another kid. I mean, if he hits head on with himself, maybe.
Well, that's just his, you know, that's just a little kid being dumb. But
I don't know. It's an interesting question.
It was an unexpected turn.
I definitely did not expect that at all.
About parenting tactics. You know, if your kid plays football at 6 years old, more power
to them.
But just personally, it's my thoughts on the subject.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't really care that much.
No, yeah, I don't care at all. I mean, I don't want kids to get concussions.
Oh, no. That's not obviously. What I'm saying. But, like, if you're going to let your kid play, go for it. If you're not, go for it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You're going to be the one that deals with the concussion that the kid gets. So, who am I to tell you?
I 100% think, and this has always been the case, and probably always will be the case, that Park League, Pee Wee, like, all those kids' sports are taken entirely too seriously.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And that's coming from someone who was a part of it and did the same thing. Yeah. You don't realize how seriously it's been taken and how dumb it looks until you get older and you're like, wow, that's really what we were doing.
Yeah. There's also the aspect of it that, like, a lot of parents spend a whole bunch of money just for their kid to not, like, continue that sport after, like, high school.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that, like, I think if you're gonna spend the amount of money that some of these kids' parents spend on them playing these sports, you got to be elite at it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I'm of the opinion that you tell your kid you get one sport, you're going to be great.
See, I don't like that. I'm the opposite. I want multi-sport.
But then what if your kid's bad at all of them?
That's fine. There's a good chance, though. I mean, if he's got any kind of athleticism about him, he's not going to be bad at all of them. I mean,
he's probably good at, like, sprinting.
Sure, there's kids growing up that are really good at football but stink at everything else. I mean, that's seen a lot, I would say. There's kids that can play basketball that couldn't hit a baseball. But, I mean, I don't know. I just think you get a lot more out of playing multiple sports. And college coaches and recruiters will tell you the same thing. Like, they want to see kids that play multiple sports.
I just want my kid to be good at soccer, mostly.
I want my kid to be good at golf. I want to be good at golf.
That'd be tough for your ego, though. Like, if your kid's just, like, the best golfer of all time and you can never even touch him.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not good at... I'm decent at soccer. Like, I know how to play soccer. I'm not good at it, but I know how to do it.
Right.
If my kid's elite at soccer, that's awesome. If he's better than me at basketball, though, no, that's upsetting.
Isn't that the goal, though?
I mean, yeah.
As a parent, you want to make your kid better than you at everything?
Nah, my kid's not going to be funnier than me. I won't have it.
But that's the goal, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's accomplished or it's going to happen. I'm just saying your goal, I don't know, I'm not a parent. You're the one with a kid.
Yeah, and he knows.
I think we definitely need to shut that down now because that's going to get...
I don't actually have a child. That was what we in the industry call that a joke.
Yeah, that's definitely not true to any relatives that we don't see regularly. They've not listened. Yeah. He has no children. There's no children in the Alford family. Well, on our side of the Alford family.
Anyway, yeah, there's no children with the last name Alford yet.
Well, that's not true either. Zach and Josh have a bunch of them.
Okay, well, they're extended family.
That's what I'm saying. On our side of the Alford family, there are no little ones running around.
There are no Alex and Seth Juniors.
Yeah.
In the world. Well, there's probably someone named Seth Alford Jr. in the world. Or Alex
That'd
Alford
be
Jr.
weird.
In the world. There's a Seth Alford from Gardendale.
Yeah, I know.
He's like 11.
He's older than that now. Well.
Nah, I think he's definitely older than 11 now.
Yeah, he's probably in high school by now. Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember how much younger he was when I was in high school.
He was really young, but we were really young. So, like,
I mean, I was in high school 10 years ago. Not That's really. Crazy. No. I was in middle school 10 years ago. No, yeah. I was in high school 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's a year.
I would have been a sophomore.
From graduating, aren't you?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he could be. Oh, he's definitely in high school,
he might
I think.
Be out of high school.
No, I think he's definitely in high school. I'd say he's 16, 17.
Shout out to the other Seth Alford from Garndale, Alabama.
I wonder if he goes to Garndale.
I don't know. Did
I think they went
kids?
To private school. I don't think they go to private school. To
Garndale.
I think they went to Briarwood.
Yeah, that does sound right.
But that's such a far drive. If they live on that side of town. I don't know if they do. But I don't know why you would go to church. And his old office might still be his office is in Fultondale. So. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that seems pretty irrelevant.
Yeah, shouts out to the other Alford family.
Is there anything else we want to cover?
I don't think we had a list of things to talk about when we came in, did we?
Well, there was no list. I'm just saying, is there anything off the top of your head that you feel like needs to be touched on since November?
Merry Christmas to all
happy
who
New
celebrate.
Year.
Happy Easter. Happy Valentine's Day. 4th of July. I went to a movie theater the other day. We did.
I was with you.
That's a difference.
Yeah, we're back.
I hadn't been to a movie theater since February of 2020.
We're not going to talk about this in depth, but there's also a new president since.
That's true.
Anyway.
I think the beginning of the previous episode was like the day or a few days after the
election
had occurred.
No. Surely the election was later than the 6th. Maybe. I don't know.
The first thing I say in the cold open we had recorded was, democracy is running its course.
Oh, so maybe.
Like, it might have been the
day
before.
Did we record it on election day?
Maybe.
I'm about to Google it.
You should Google it. It's worth the Google. That's from the movie The Campaign.
I would love to have known how many people would have gotten that. If we could take, like, a live poll. Like, if we were live streaming, if people would have gotten what movie that was from.
I don't think most of them would have. Like, a few of them. Like, Hayden.
Wow. Election day was November 3rd.
So, we were
3 days after.
So, we'd recorded on the 5th, probably.
Yeah, that's probably sounds right.
So, we were 2 days out of the election. Now.
Oh, you probably, when you said that, you probably meant, because they were still counting everything. November 6th was a Friday.
Why did I put it out on a Friday? Interesting. Yeah, you're probably right. They probably hadn't officially called it yet.
And Grant and Emily's wedding was that weekend. So that's why you were home.
I crashed a wedding.
You did crash a wedding. Wow, that wedding was so much fun.
I don't feel bad, like, per se.
Well, you didn't really. I mean, you did crash it, but you were also told you could come as my plus one.
Yeah, I just didn't.
No, you didn't. You were across the street, and you're walking by, and Emily was, like, basically told you to come inside.
That's the thing. Okay, so what would happen is you had told me y'all were going to go, you know, out.
Yeah, somewhere.
After. And I was like, all right, I'll meet y'all out. And so I'm waiting. And like y'all just stayed at the wedding. I get it. Weddings are dope. I'm not, you know, knocking that. But so at some point I was like, all right, where I was waiting was like down the street from
literally
the wedding
like a block.
Venue. So you texted me and said like, hey, just walk down here, for a minute or something like that. So I did. And there were people standing outside.
Yeah, I think that's what I said was worst case scenario, there's people outside. Because Mike Edwards was standing outside.
Yeah, Mike Teague was out there at that point too.
Because I couldn't get him to come dance with me.
Mike or Teague?
Yes.
So I walked down there and was just talking to the people outside. And at some point, you noticed me. And then Grant and Emily noticed me. And then I was told to come inside the wedding wearing jeans.
And a black hoodie. Coming straight off the street.
So.
But that wedding was so much fun. I had such a good
time. I was there for like 30 minutes and I had a good time. So.
I felt like it was longer than that.
Maybe.
Well, I mean,
I don't remember.
I don't either.
It was a long time ago.
It was a, yeah.
You good? Seth messed up his mic.
Yeah, something just happened.
Speaking of movies, I watched, there's a series of movies on Netflix called Fear Street.
I saw those the other day.
It's three movies in a row that, like, correspond to each other. It's like a trilogy that they put out in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but don't the years of the movies go backwards?
It goes 94, 78, 1666.
Yeah.
But in the last movie, the last 45 minutes are spent back in 94. So it, like... So the basic concept, I'm not going to spoil anything, but something happens in 94 that the characters contribute to a curse on the town. In 78, a person survived the curse.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, at the end of 94, they go see the person who survived the curse. 78 happens, that's her story.
Okay, 1978.
They go talk to the person who survived, and then the movie is her telling her story.
Ah.
And then 1666 is revealing how the curse began.
That makes sense.
And then 94, going back to 94, is the conclusion of the
arc. Interesting.
It was a really interesting way to tell a story.
So I guess,
it worked. Like, it worked as three separate movies.
Yeah.
In a way I did not expect it to.
I saw that the other day. I guess that was part of their whole one movie a week deal for this year.
Yeah.
Seems kind of like cheating, but it's kind of cool, I guess.
If you're smart enough to pull that off, I respect it.
I mean, it gives you 3 weeks of pretty much ease, because I assume they filmed it all together.
Yeah, surely. Because... they would have definitely done 94 and 1666, because all the actors in 94 are in the 1666 one.
Yeah.
And a lot of the ones from 78. So, yeah, they probably all filmed it.
Is there anyone in that I would know?
Did you watch Stranger Things?
A little bit.
You know the redheaded girl?
Nope.
Okay. She's in it.
I only watched the first season.
She's the most famous actress in it because of Stranger Things. It's all three of them are really good, actually. And as a story, pretty good. They're scary movies, though, so, you know, or quote-unquote scary movies. So if you have a problem with that...
Don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
It can't be scarier than The Haunting of Hill House.
No, The Haunting of Hill House was much scarier.
That's got to be the scariest TV show I've ever seen.
The Haunting of Hill House was terrifying.
I never finished Bly Manor, but it wasn't as good to me.
It wasn't scary.
It really wasn't.
It was, like, sad.
I just couldn't get into it after literally being petrified from Haunting of Hill House.
No, The Haunting of Hill House is probably the best horror production, like TV or movie, since like the first Conjuring came out, in my opinion. And there's an episode of The Haunting of Hill House that is, as a media studies major, like
nerd,
as a movie nerd, I fell in love with it immediately. It's like one of my favorite episodes, for the same reason that episode of True Detective where Matthew McConaughey goes into the hood.
Yeah.
That's the same, how it has one 20-minute long shot.
Yeah.
That episode is shot basically the same way. And so, anytime you successfully do a 15-minute long shot, I'm in. I'm just, like Birdman.
Like Katie Ledecky last night?
Yes.
In the 1500 fly?
Exactly, like Katie Ledecky.
15-minute long shot. That's how long it took her. It was like 1540, 1530?
I think it's like 1536, because the record was 1532, and so like I looked at the time.
Yeah.
Big shouts out, Katie Ledecky. bit disappointing Olympics for her. You know, she would want, she wanted gold in the 200 and the 400, but
yeah, but old girl from Australia was,
she was crushing it.
Moving.
Yeah, the Australians have been good at swimming.
Well, yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, they swim well. The
down under.
The Brits, they got the best breaststroker in the world. He has the 15 best times ever recorded.
Oh, yeah. What was that dude's name?
Some Pete?
Petey, yeah.
Petey, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that guy. He looks intense, too.
Yeah, he looks terrifying. He looks British, mostly. Like, he just looks like a British person. But, again, he's the best breaststroke swimmer anyone's ever seen. And they won the 4x200 last night.
Cool. The men's?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't... So, Dressel wasn't in that one.
No.
And neither was Zach Appel, right? Or Zach Appel might have been...
Dressel definitely wasn't.
Appel, I think, was swimming the third leg. I think I remember that. Because the Zach Appel guy is from Auburn. He swam at Auburn.
Okay, I didn't...
He was the anchor for the 4x1.
Did we win that?
Yeah. Dressel led off. And then Appel was the anchor. That was like two or three nights ago, though.
Yeah. Yeah, the... Dressel was not in the 4x200.
Hmm.
Probably should have been. Because we probably
did we medal?
No, I don't think so. I think we finished fourth.
Nerds. Freaking nerds.
What was I going to say? I don't know the thing about the Olympics, I think. Was it about swimming?
Ooh, speaking of the Olympics, I have a question for you. So you've heard of the drinking... Like making a drinking games of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you call, what people call that? What have you heard that called?
I think I've heard drinking Olympics and beer Olympics.
So you're saying beer Olympics?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I thought I was crazy. Yeah. I've always called it beer Olympics, but I had a friend recently that was saying beer Olympics. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't like it. It made me feel weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
But then I was like kind of, I was like, I've never heard anyone call it that, but maybe I've talked to the wrong people. But everyone I've asked since then is like, yeah, it's Beer Olympics. I was like, okay, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I haven't heard it that much, but yeah, I think I've only ever heard it. Never heard Beer Olympics.
Yeah, so there's that.
What was it? I was going to ask something.
I'm sorry for...
Because I remember thinking I talked about it the other night with someone, but I don't remember who it was or what it was. I do remember who it was. It was in a group message, but I don't remember what I was thinking about.
Huh.
So this is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Golly.
I'm trying to think of any other big events.
What was it?
That's happened since the last one.
Just, you know, lose your train of thought.
Yeah, every day.
That sucks, man.
Like, I'll have something, and then it's just that idea is fired into the sun. Like, I don't remember it ever. And I'll try, and I'll try, and I'll try, and I'm like, this is a waste of time. I'm never going to remember it.
Anything that's important, you need to put it down in your notes. Your notes app.
Yeah.
I have a notes app for...
especially if it's late at night and you have the propensity to forget things.
Yeah, exactly.
Due to your environment. Definitely utilize your notes app.
Put it down in the notes and just check it out in the morning. Notes app is a...
I think I have a bet place. In my notes app with a friend of like... It says... that Tennessee is going to win the East within the next 2 years or something. And I was like, in football. And I was like, I will take that bet right now.
Yeah, they're definitely
that was before they hired Heupel, which gives them a better chance, but still. Georgia's got arguably the most talent in the country this year.
And they're not going to win national championship, but they will win the East.
Oh, yeah. They probably won't even win the SEC.
They'll do that to you.
But they'll lock up the East.
I don't know, though. I just feel like Florida
soon, maybe not this year probably, but soon is gonna, like, they're gonna win the SEC. It just feels like
Nick Saban gonna die.
No, not because I think just Dan Mullen is a good coach.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
He's a weirdo.
He is weird
and probably a, you know, not a great person to be around.
He's a dick.
I think he's a good coach. And I think at some point while he's at Florida, they will win the SEC. And I said when they hired him, it would be within 5 years. And I think it's only been 2 years since they hired him, right? Three, maybe?
Nah, I think it's got to be three. I think he's coached 3 seasons. 2 seasons with Trask.
Well, so last year, the year before that, he had, like, Franks at first.
Yeah, but
then
Trask
Franks got
finished.
Hurt, then Trask came
So I'm just counting that. So one season with Frank and two with Trask, because I think Franks was the year before that, too.
Okay, so this is his fourth season.
Yeah, I think that sounds right. I mean, we could look it up, but I just don't really care that much.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary. Anyway.
Football season is about to start.
Football season is about to start. We could have talked about that more, I guess.
I feel like we can do that. I mean,
we can do another.
We've got
episode.
Time.
Yeah. Plus, you know, this episode's been all about the Olympics.
When are you moving back?
Probably next week.
Cool. Cool.
We figured it out. We did the software stuff last time.
So yeah.
We can do it this time. I believe in us, really, is what I'm getting at.
I don't even... I think I remember last episode we did, or right after it, we put out a tweet asking people for topics or questions. Did we do that? Or am I making that up?
Did we ever get any questions?
I don't think we ever...
topics?
I definitely don't think we ever got anything.
We've lost followers, by the way, on the Twitter profile.
Have we? I haven't even looked at
that.
I get so many, like...
Bro, I get so many notifications.
I hate it.
For some reason.
I hate it so much, because I never check it.
I think the most we ever got to was 84 followers. Now we're down to 80.
Oh, yeah. I did. We tweeted, as discussed in the most recent episode, we want to get some questions from the people to answer on an episode. Or more than one if we get enough. And... shoot us a DM here or our personal Twitters. No likes, no retweets, no messages. I think the only thing we got, I think I got a text message that said, who would win in a fight, a silverback gorilla or a grizzly bear?
I've had this conversation recently as well. It's a grizzly bear.
Yeah, it's just no question.
It's a grizzly,
grizzly
bear.
Grizzly bear's going to win.
Close.
It's going to be brutal, too.
No, yeah, a grizzly bear messes up a gorilla. And then a polar bear messes up a grizzly bear.
Absolutely not.
Bro, I think people don't realize how big polar bears are.
Grizzly bears are they not the biggest bear?
No, dude. Polar bears are massive. I'll pull up a picture for you and only you. Where's my phone?
Like a comparison picture?
Give me your phone and pull up Google or whatever, because there's a specific picture that I've seen.
How do you know it's real?
Well, it's like a drawing. It's like an animation.
How do you know it's real?
Well, I mean, I feel like they wouldn't just lie.
People lie all the time, especially on the internet. I lie regularly.
No. Okay, this is a picture that looks like it's from like a zoo or something.
Wow.
Polar bears are massive.
Black bears are tiny.
Black bears are not big. Not a large
animal.
I wish
you could put a gorilla in that thing, because a gorilla is probably the size of a black bear.
Something like that, yeah. But they're gorillas
meaner.
Beating down a black bear.
Yeah.
Grizzly bear, however, running is.
I didn't realize
stuff.
Polar bears were that big.
They're so big, dude. No one ever does. I'm out here on my own trying to defend the polar bears. This is the one that I saw. Like,
whoa.
It towers over all the other bears. I'll post a picture.
Why does the park ranger got it like that in this picture? That just seems a little aggressive.
I'm a All right. I'm going to post the picture when we tweet out the episode so that everyone knows that polar bears are huge.
And that this guy that drew this was a horn dog from Park Rangers.
Man's down bad.
What is this little baby bear over here?
A koala.
A sun, honey sun bear.
Oh, that sounds so cute. Koala bears, not bears. They're marsupials and they're rapists. 9 feet
tall. Whew. It says guide to bears. That's awesome.
Dog, polar bears are huge. And that's basically what I want everyone to take away from this episode.
Yeah.
Polar bears are...
Also, they're not white.
No, they're clear.
Their hair is clear.
And their skin is black.
It is black. And their tongues are blue. They're black, but they look blue.
Polar bears, terrifying animals.
They're weird.
So,
they might go extinct if we can't save the planet. Of course, we might all go extinct if we can't save the planet.
Yeah, we need to do what they do in the movie Snowpiercer and just drop nuclear bombs of ice.
That would be insane. How long have we been going?
About 45.
That's it?
Yep. 46, 42 as of now. Mm. So we probably got 4 more minutes in us before we wrap this up, but
I can say with relative certainty that we're going to have a part 2 episode coming up after this weekend.
Oh.
Because of the release that's coming out. To follow up one of the episodes that we did last summer.
I feel like I'm out of the loop on something.
The wheels are turning in your head. We absolutely have to do this one in person, too, like sitting with each other.
Something's coming out
this I'd love weekend. To watch it together. But if you're going back next week, it's going to be tough.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I got you now. All right. I figured out. Okay. Yeah. So, in case anyone else didn't get it, Outer Banks Season 2 comes out on Friday. Which means there's a chance I've finished it by Monday morning.
We caught some heat for that episode.
People love Outer Banks.
I still catch some heat for that episode.
I catch heat for my Outer Banks opinion all the time. And here's the thing. People don't seem to understand. I like the show. It's just not good.
Yeah, no one's saying it wasn't... Well, I don't like it.
Okay, I guess that's...
But I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Like,
it hooked me.
Just because I watched the whole thing doesn't mean it's good.
I've seen Batman and Robin 1,000 times. That movie's trash.
Yeah. But people, I think...
People love that show as if it's like Game of Thrones or like Breaking Bad. But like, bro, it's Outer Banks. We can calm down.
I wish we could find a way to watch it together. But if you're probably all watching all on Friday...
Probably not, just because Mary Thomas is going to be in town.
Yeah.
But I will watch I'll watch it pretty quickly. Yeah. I will.
Maybe that should be the second episode we do back.
Like, I might... I'll probably start it Sunday.
Yeah.
When, like, she leaves, and then I'll be done with it.
I have no plans Sunday.
Me neither.
So we can watch at least a little bit together.
Yeah, we watched the first few episodes.
And get angry at the TV?
I just really hope the actor for John B. is better.
Do we want to do some quick guesses of what's going to happen?
They're going to find the money that they were looking for at the end of last year.
The gold.
Yeah.
In the Bahamas.
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to have to fight what's-her-name's dad.
Ward. Cameron.
Yeah. They're going to have to fight him.
Physically or mentally?
Probably.
Physically. A little bit of both.
Like, John B. will have to fight him.
Okay.
Hopefully, Pope goes to college and escapes the torturous cycle of being a pogue. JJ's going to get arrested again.
JJ might kill Ward.
There's a chance that he... Yeah.
I feel like there's a strong chance if he doesn't kill Ward, he might kill Rafe.
He'll kill the crazy brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll kill him. Who, again,
psycho.
People don't talk about enough that he committed a hate crime.
Right.
And was open about it.
Yeah.
But moving on from that, Topper, wonder what he's going to be doing, or if he's even in the show.
I saw him in the trailer.
Wonder what they got planned for my boy.
The trailer I saw feels like they're teasing two separate storylines of John B. and Sarah Kamer chasing the gold in the Bahamas, and then something happening with the other three in the OBX.
Which, here's the thing, I'm already more interested in the other three. Like, just, I don't care about John B. and Sarah Cameron that much.
I think John B.'s character just sucks. I think it might be the guy playing him. But Sarah Cameron's not bad. She's good. She's fine.
I'm okay with Sarah Cameron, but is that just because...
Is it because we don't like... What is his name?
John B.?
No, like the act. I forgot. Anyway, yeah, he's terrible.
I don't like him. And he's 1,000 years old trying to play 18.
He's my age.
Like, he's just too old. To be cast 20-year-olds to play 18-year-olds. They're 20-year-old actors.
Yeah. Well, everyone else is that age. JJ is 22.
Yeah. Just cast.
Cast away.
Better people.
We are all castaways. Have you not heard that song?
No, I've heard it. I was going to see how long you were going to go
with
it.
It's kind of creepy. Anyway.
Shouts out the backyard again.
So, yeah, that'll be coming up.
Yeah.
That might. I don't know if it's going to break 500 listens.
It certainly won't, unless we give it another 6 months to
but
build it up.
I do think that'll be the most.
Are we going to become just an Outer Banks podcast?
Anticipated.
Like, is that just our natural progression?
Do we just need to start recording episodes with piping hot takes against shows that people
popular
fawn over?
Things? I know you like One Tree Hill. I got plenty of ammo for that show.
We can sit down and discuss that because we might come to blows over that one.
I don't like One Tree Hill, and
it bothers me. You're an idiot.
I don't like any of those shows about teenagers.
Except Riverdale.
Because the drama in Riverdale is comical. They're teenagers who are investigating murders for no reason. In One Tree Hill, they're just teenagers who are being teenagers. And we're supposed
to Nathan Scott's just out there a walking bucket.
We're just supposed to think that's worth watching. It's the same thing with Gossip Girl.
I've never seen Gossip Girl.
Me neither, but like, why should I care about these
Friday Night Lights?
I feel like I would like Friday Night Lights if I watched it.
Kyle Chandler's really good. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been... We've extended this ending a little too far.
But it's good to be back.
It is. I enjoyed this.
Shake the rust off a little bit.
Yeah.
But it feels like riding a bike, you know?
I'm not very good at riding a bike. I really do think if I tried to get on a bike today, I'd fall off. I haven't ridden a bike in a long time. I think I couldn't do it. I don't.
What about a stationary bike?
No, I could do that. I could crash a stationary bike.
There we go.
Like it's like a Razor scooter.
Yeah, sure. It's like a ripstick.
It's like, no. Not at all. Ripsticks are incredibly challenging.
I love those things, though.
I could never
do it. I do have better coordination than you, though.
Yeah, so. I don't have great balance.
No, you don't.
I'm more of a mind guy. You know, my brain's my greatest strength.
Like Brainiac.
The bad guy from Superman?
Sure. Wasn't that the guy in Animaniacs, too? The little mouse with the overlarged brain?
I don't remember Animaniacs well enough.
Yeah, you're kind of young.
Yeah, I was more of a codename Kid Next Door generation.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I was Power Rangers, Ninja Storm.
Jeez.
Not Lightspeed Rescue.
You mean Mighty Morphin?
Bro, you were born the same year Mighty Morphin came out.
Yeah.
So you were like a
Turbo.
In space.
I was Turbo.
Were you Turbo, really?
Pretty much.
We could do a whole Power Rangers episode, I feel like.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Because
I was a blue Power Ranger 2 years in a row for Halloween, yeah, no. I think.
We were big Power Rangers guys.
Yeah.
Another thing, John Cena's back in the WWE.
With hair.
With hair. Still jean shorts, though.
Yeah. You'd think they'd go a different route.
No.
And not the fact that it's jean shorts. It's jean shorts that are at his chin.
Yeah, they're long.
Yeah, they're bad.
And they're comical.
If he ran out there in some cut-off jorts like Stone Cold Steve Austin, maybe it'd be kind of cool.
Nah, it's John Cena. He can do whatever he wants. He used to wear those, like, basically camouflage capris.
Yeah.
Those were awesome.
17 wristbands.
We'll do a WWE. We'll do a John Cena podcast. I don't really. And Rey Mysterio.
We're making a lot of promises for two guys that just came back from 7 months off.
Well, we've had 7 months, you know? We got to catch up now. Well, I'm coming back tomorrow.
That's fine. I have time.
All right, but. All right, well, if you've made it this far, thanks for listening, and welcome back. We hope to see you again soon, or at least talk to you again soon.
Talk at you.
Talk at you. Let me talk at you. But yeah, thanks for listening. See ya.
See ya.